Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Broken Rung, When the Career Ladder Breaks for Women and How They Can Succeed. In spite of it is a business and workplace analysis book by Quailen Ellengrud, Lorena Yi, and Maria Del Mar Martinez, published by Harvard Business Review Press. It examines why women, despite strong educational attainment and early career performance, are promoted to management at lower rates than men. The book argues that the most consequential barrier is not only the glass ceiling at senior levels, but the broken rung at the first major promotion step. Using McKinsey research and workplace data, the authors explain how early promotion gaps compound over time and shape long-term leadership outcomes. The book is both diagnostic and practical. It identifies structural problems in talent systems, while also offering individual and organizational strategies for improving advancement, sponsorship, and access to career-building opportunities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the broken rung as the earliest and most damaging promotion gap. The central idea of the book is that women do not primarily lose ground at the top of the organization, but at the first promotion from individual contributor to manager. This early barrier matters because it affects the size of the leadership pipeline at every later stage. If fewer women enter management in the first place, fewer can be promoted into director, vice president, and executive roles later. The authors treat this as a structural pipeline issue rather than an isolated talent problem. That framing changes the analysis of workplace inequality. The key question is not only why women are absent from the C-suite, but why they are filtered out so early. By focusing on the first promotion, the book shows how small differences in advancement rates can create large long-term disparities. This makes the broken rung a more precise and more actionable concept than the broader and often vaguer idea of the glass ceiling. Secondly, experience capital as the mechanism behind uneven career progress. A major contribution of the book is its explanation of experience capital, meaning the accumulation of skills, credibility, visibility, and networks through work assignments and responsibilities. The authors argue that men often gain more of this capital because they are more likely to receive stretch projects, high visibility tasks, and sponsorship that increases future opportunity. Women may perform equally well, but if their work history gives them fewer chances to build influence and demonstrate readiness, they enter promotion decisions with less career leverage. This concept helps explain why education alone does not erase the gap. The book's argument is not that women lack ability, but that organizational systems distribute developmental opportunities unevenly. Experience capital is therefore a useful lens because it connects daily work allocation to long-term advancement. It also clarifies why waiting for performance alone to solve the problem is insufficient. Promotion outcomes depend not only on competence, but on the kind of experience an employee has been allowed to accumulate. Thirdly, sponsorship, not just mentorship, as a decisive career accelerator. The book draws a clear distinction between mentorship and sponsorship. Mentors advise, but sponsors advocate. In the author's view, sponsorship is often the more powerful force in advancement because promotions are influenced by who is visible, who is trusted, and who is recommended for opportunity when decision makers are not in the room. Women are often well supported by mentors, yet still lack influential sponsors who actively place them into stretch roles or defend their readiness for promotion. This matters especially at the manager transition, where subjective judgments can have a major effect. The book, therefore, presents sponsorship as a practical corrective to structural inequity, not as a symbolic gesture. It suggests that women should seek sponsors intentionally, while organizations should formalize systems that expand access to advocacy. This focus is important because it moves the conversation from encouragement to power. The issue is not simply receiving advice, but gaining a senior ally who can translate performance into opportunity. Fourthly, how biased evaluation systems and workplace culture reinforce the gap. The authors do not treat promotion inequality as the result of individual choices alone. They point to promotion processes that can be shaped by unconscious bias, inconsistent standards, and workplace cultures that undervalue women's contributions. In many organizations, managers rely on informal judgments about leadership potential, polish, confidence, or executive presence, all of which can be applied unevenly. Microaggressions and competence doubts further weaken women's standing, especially for women of color, who face a steeper gap in advancement. The book's value lies in showing how these patterns interact. Biased perceptions affect opportunity allocation, which affects experience capital, which then affects promotion readiness. This creates a reinforcing cycle. By identifying the system rather than only the individual, the book makes clear why well-meaning organizations can still reproduce inequality. Its practical implication is that companies need standardized criteria, transparent promotion data, and stronger accountability if they want to reduce subjectivity in advancement decisions. Lastly, Concrete Strategies for Women and Organizations to Repair the Pipeline. The book is not only descriptive, it is designed to be useful for individuals. It emphasizes taking control of career development through strategic job moves, active networking, seeking stretch assignments, and documenting achievements in measurable ways. It also encourages women to become more intentional about how they communicate impact, because visibility often affects advancement as much as performance itself. For organizations, the book argues that change requires more than awareness campaigns. Companies need to track promotion rates, examine disparities by gender and race, standardize evaluation criteria, and build sponsorship structures that give more employees access to advocacy and development. This dual focus is one of the book's strengths. It avoids placing all responsibility on women while still offering realistic actions readers can take immediately. The result is a framework that connects personal career strategy with institutional reform. That combination makes the book especially relevant for professionals, HR leaders, and executives who want both a diagnosis of the problem and a credible path toward improvement. In conclusion, this book should be read by early career women, mid-career professionals preparing for management, HR leaders, talent strategists, and executives responsible for promotion systems. It is also useful for men who want a clearer understanding of how workplace advancement actually works and why formal equality does not necessarily produce equal outcomes. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers a framework for identifying where advancement breaks down and what levers can improve access to opportunity. Its intellectual value lies in reframing gender inequality around the earliest promotion step, which is a more specific and operationally useful lens than the familiar glass ceiling narrative. Compared with many books on women and work, it stands out because it is built on corporate research and organizational data rather than only personal reflection or broad advice. It also balances system critique with actionable guidance, making it relevant both to individuals navigating their careers and to institutions trying to fix talent pipelines. For readers looking for a serious, evidence-based account of why women advance more slowly and what can be done about it, this book is unusually focused and practical. If you would like to support Kwajalein Ellengrud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.